The group, which calls itself the People's Coalition for Civil Action, says South Sudanese need to take control of the country, saying citizens have been disappointed with the way leaders of the transitional government have run the country for the past 10 years. Activist Rajab Mohandis, Executive Director of Organization for Responsive Governance and one of the coalition's officials, addressed a news conference in Juba on Thursday.
Our soldiers earn miserable wages that cannot afford even one day's full meal. All government employees are the worst paid in the world, and they go for months without a paycheck. South Sudan has the worst unemployment rates in the whole region, as many people have lost their jobs because of the pointless wars. The youth of South Sudan go for 10 years looking for jobs and they cannot find one. The government has completely failed in its responsibility to care for us and to create jobs. We must not remain silent. We must seek answers and solutions for these challenges.
Quel Aguer Quel, another official of the People's Coalition for Civil Action, represents academia in the coalition.
Somebody can arrest you anytime and you are not taken to court, and you can be kept for long without being charged. It was for equality, that all of us are equal, but that is not the case. Some people have been in the government since 2005, doing nothing but not going anywhere. They don't want to leave the power. This country, the country that we aspired for, was a country for prosperity, happiness of everyone. But so far, majority of our people are not happy. They are not secure. They are not sure about what will tomorrow be.
Mohandis says unless South Sudanese stand up and address the challenges the country faces, nothing will change. He says political crisis in South Sudan is deepening and the country could slip back into war.
We are all witnesses to the fact that the revitalized agreement on the resolution of the conflict in the Republic of South Sudan is collapsing in a slow motion before our eyes. The opposition parties which signed the peace agreement, including the SPLM-IO, are fragmented and weakened and are no longer formidable peace partners. They have lost the capacity and the influence to push for the implementation of the agreement.
Abraham Awolich, who represents various think tanks in the coalition, says the call for an uprising against the current system is to ensure that South Sudanese, in his words, take control of their country.
And we believe that the last 10 years of South Sudan, the people of South Sudan have been dormant. They have not been challenging the status quo in the Republic of South Sudan. And we cannot expect to have a democratic country without active citizenship. So we are forming this coalition to mobilize our people, encourage them to participate actively in the affairs of their nation, and to make their voices heard and loud.
Awolich says the country's ailing economy requires the intervention of the South Sudanese people. And he says the National Army is nothing more than an amalgamation of former Liberation Army forces and various militias with little to no training.
This poses a great danger to state viability and political stability. We advocate for a professional National Army with undivided loyalty to the Constitution and the nation. The people of South Sudan have not rested since the signing of the CPA in 2005. Crisis of cattle raiding, communal violence, rebellions, and the civil war have caused so much social disruptions.
The coalition includes people from academia, civil society organizations, think tanks, advocacy groups, and former top government officials. This is the first time since the country gained independence a decade ago that South Sudanese have formed a coalition to declare an uprising. For VOA News, I'm Wake Simon Wudu in Juba.